Mr. President, the EU welcomes today's panel discussion, thanks all panelists, and once again congratulates Mr. Frey on his appointment as the new Special Rapporteur on the promotion and protection of human rights in the context of climate change. Both sudden onset events and the slow onset effects of climate change have a negative direct and indirect impact on the full and effective enjoyment of human rights, which frequently disproportionately affects persons in vulnerable situations, including women, girls, and persons with disabilities. At the same time, persons living in vulnerable situations are far too often excluded from accessing information, let alone meaningful participation in NDCs and adaptation plans. Effective global climate action must be human rights-based to promote the enjoyment of human rights of all, which also recognizes that persons in vulnerable situations have the potential to act as powerful agents of change. Furthermore, we must support and protect environmental human rights defenders, including women and girls and indigenous peoples who are facing threats and violent, sometimes deadly attacks. Protecting the environment goes hand in hand with protecting the human rights and fundamental freedoms of those who defend it. With the adoption of the Green Deal, the EU is more than ever engaged in the fight against climate change, both in terms of decreasing carbon emission, but also in terms of remaining the largest provider of climate financing across the world. The EU will continue to forge close cooperation with international partners towards this end, while pushing for the full implementation of international human rights instruments in order to support human rights-based climate action. Could the panel elaborate on how states ensure that climate change mitigation measures don't violate human rights of persons in vulnerable situations? I thank you.